On today's episode of the Bolts Broadcast, is the Cup returning to Florida? Stay tuned. Season 4, episode 63 of the Bolts Broadcast. Mike Mitchelson and Chase Croshaw with you today. Chase, how are you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon?
Not too bad. Nice and well rested as the intro was going, though. Jason Robertson did a little tucky tuck for the Dallas Stars to go up 2-1 in this game. So, you know, a little focused on that. But overall, yeah, no, not too bad. Feeling good, feeling refreshed, happy to chat. How about you?
Are you actually?
I am.
That's weird. I'm just thinking about, you know, this morning. I got a text from old Chasey at like 4 a.m. and then a text from your mom because she was a little worried about you and your medication at like 8:30, and you finally got back to us. So I thought the 5 hours might have been not enough. But then again, you're not me. You're you, where you live off like 3 hours every day. And me, I'm a baby if I don't get at least like 74.
Yeah, no, see, here's the thing, though. I came home and slept from 11 to 3.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, hey, that works.
I got quite a bit of sleep. So, yeah, I'm doing good. Definitely was a late one yesterday or today, whatever you want to call it, or maybe even an early one if you want to call it that way, but it was a good time. And, you know, since I was able to rest up, you know, even though it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't all consistent, it was like a couple, you know, 3-4 hour blocks. So, I feel, you know, like pretty good.
Faux shizzy. Real quick, I know I mentioned it before we hopped on the show. Midsummer.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I thought that was bad. They didn't score. I apologize. Go ahead.
Who didn't score and why was it bad?
Vegas. I think it was William Karlsson. I don't think the net could have been any more open. He just didn't want to like extend his stick enough to put it back in. And
that's tough. But Midsummer, yeah. It's supposed to be a horror movie released in 2019. Just want to let everyone know, not a horror movie. I was very interested in it for a while. Finally got to watch it this weekend. It's fucked. I'm not going to lie. It's all daylight.
Okay.
Like, it is all daylight, and there is, like, no jump scares. There's nothing actual horror about it. So, if you can just get past, like, some weird fucking, I don't know, I don't want to, like, spoil anything, and some blood, then this might be a movie for you. It's very, there's a lot of drugs in it, like a lot of hallucinogens. It's, it definitely put me on a trip, and I was drinking water and consuming pizza. So it was weird.
Interesting. So it's more of like a gory movie than like a horror type thing.
And I wouldn't even call it that. Because there's some scenes that are pretty gory. Like, oh my gosh, why am I watching this? But that's maybe like 15, 20 minutes of the movie. It's like a 2-hour, 20-minute movie. It's very psychological, and I feel like if anyone was taking hallucinogens while watching this movie, they would, like, be freaking the fuck out, which I think is hilarious.
So what you're saying is you're encouraging our viewers to go buy some shrooms and watch this movie.
I'm not saying that, but if that's what you guys want to do, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, it's your life, not mine. So do whatever you please. But today's episode of the Bolts Broadcast can be talking about the conference championships, look at the games, how everything's been going so far. We've gotten a lot of hockey and we'll talk about that after the commercial break, talk about some league from around the news, including a little
some
movement.
League from around the news is what you just said, by the way.
Yeah, we'll do some league from around the news. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Including a little shakeup in Toronto's front office. But let's start with the conference finals. We know Florida, Carolina. This has been a series that I think you and I both predicted Carolina would be the team. Has not gone that way so far. And through, let me math real quick. Through 11 periods, only two games, but 11 periods, Florida is up 2-0, no thanks to Sergei Bobrovsky and Matthew Tkachuk, both just playing out of their minds.
It's unreal. So, like, Bobrovsky is, like, he does this every year. He alternates from I'm having a tough year to I'm having a great year. And then if he can get into the playoffs, he's like fucking rock solid. And that's what we're seeing here. He's rolling for Florida right now. I mean, without him, they don't win a game in the playoffs. You know, if Matthew Tkachuk, same thing. Without him, I don't know if they win a game in the playoffs, because he is the ultimate playoff occupier, because he does everything. He can dish the puck. He can put it in the back of the net. Plays extremely physical. He gets underneath your skin, and like he just like you can see that like he leads by example out there. That the team kind of rallies behind him, and you know they get energized once he kind of brings his energy. So without him, even with Bob and Nat, without him, I still don't know if they win any games. I don't know if they score any goals. Like these two are just playing such a large role for this team that is right now two wins away from the Stanley Cup final, which is just wild to say.
Yeah, and when you look at Bobrovsky, he's got a .931 save percentage right now. Guy's playing absolutely fantastic. But when you go over to Matthew Tkachuk, he's similar to Brad Marchand, where you look at the stat sheet, that doesn't tell you everything, because this is a guy who plays an extremely important role out there on the ice. And so at times in Matthew Tkachuk's past, we see him put up, 48 points through 76 games, 49 through 68 during the regular season, but we know he's still a fantastic player. Obviously, in the last couple of years, he's really broken out with the scoring, plus all of the other things that he's done. When you look at the playoffs this year, already 18 points through 14 games. So this is a guy, when you look at his role, you don't expect him to be the highest scorer, but the guy's putting everything together right now. It's working perfectly, and that's why Florida's so far ahead.
Yeah, 100%. It really is a lot of fun to watch, even though it's our cross town rival, or as we call him, our little brother. It still is fun to watch to see, what he's helping the team do, Bob. That is, and Matthew Tkachuk, and just what they're kind of putting together, because there are a lot of guys I do like on this Florida Panthers roster. So, like, if they end up grabbing a cup like this year, obviously I'd rather us be the team from Florida winning, but like I'm also not going to be mad by any means, because there's so many guys like on that roster, and we have to keep the cup and in the Sunshine State. It'd be pretty cool.
Absolutely. And when you look at the other series, they're no stranger to overtimes either, because only one game finished so far. We've got one in process, but they also went to overtime. So through three finished games, which is usually nine periods, we've gotten 15 periods of hockey, two extra full games of hockey just through these three first games. It's been fantastic. The Knights took game one. However, the Stars currently up 2-1.
Yeah, and right now they're the team that's playing better. It's a pretty low event game, actually. You said it's 2-1, but with 5 minutes left, shots are 15-9 in favor of Dallas. A lot of the opportunities that have come up, they've either been shut down as they're turning a form, or they missed the net, don't get the shot off like they were hoping to. So it's been a bit low event, but it has been good back and forth. Like, there's been a lot of pace, just not really those scoring chances yet. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. Obviously by the time you guys listen, you will know the outcome. But the way things are going, this seems like a Dallas win to me.
And that's a crazy thing. When you look at the conference finals right now, even though Florida's up 2-0, we've got a close series in the West. These games have all been close. I mean, they've gone to overtime for reasons. Carolina's still hung in with the Florida Panthers. They haven't been able to sneak them past Bob as much as they'd like to. When you look at how much scoring they were doing against New Jersey, this is unlike them when they're versing Bob right now. But it's going to be a tough climb back, because they dropped both in Carolina. Now they head to Florida for both. So it's going to be interesting. But I have confidence Carolina can at least take one or two.
Yeah, I don't think any of these teams are getting swept at this point. Like, it's just hard to get to this point and have that happen. So I would expect at least one, potentially two. I don't see this one ending in five either. It seems too close, even with Florida, edging out twice. But I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, and I was talking about it last episode, how the conference finals, not necessarily the matchups I was most excited for, but with the games we've seen so far, they're living up to and even past the hype that they've been receiving coming into it.
Oh, 100%.
All right, that's going to do our first half of the show. On the other side of the commercial break, talking some news from around the league, but we have to say hi to our friends over at Raycon and DraftKings. Light the lamp during the hockey playoffs with the DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can make a $5 bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. If you head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, head over to the NHL and Team Futures. There's some pretty good odds going on with three of the biggest favorites in this year's NHL Stanley Cup playoffs being eliminated early on. We now see the Maple Leafs sitting atop the NHL championship odds. You look at the Oilers next, the Dallas Stars, and Vegas. Those round out your top four. While you have the underdog Seattle Kraken sitting at plus 2,000. Some pretty good odds out there. Make sure to head over, check it out, and place whoever you think is going to win the Stanley Cup. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN. New customers can make a $5 hockey playoff bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for offer details. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Let's face it, with coffee starting at $5, yes, even without any customizations, and our bank account somehow always depleting, we are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing, but are priced differently solely based on the brand name. So a good duplicate, or dupe, is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price. One dupe you definitely shouldn't sleep on, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank. With my student loans catching up to me, I head to Raycon.com. Raycon's mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. You can get a pair and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of those more big-name tech brands out there. Raycon knows in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect. They offer buy now, pay later options. Right now, you can pay as low as $18 at checkout. They have an easy and free return guarantee. They offer 2 years of product protection insurance for just a few bucks. They offer free domestic shipping and a flat fee international shipping. They have over 50,000 five-star reviews. My three favorite components of the Raycon earbud: the earbud's tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode. When I'm in the gym and my partner won't shut up, I just pop those bad boys into noise isolation and go to work. Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/THPN. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings and Raycon. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Chase, any big bets on the old DraftKings Sportsbook?
No, not at the moment. I placed a pretty substantial bet, game one of this Dallas Vegas series, to have Jason Robertson score two goals or more in the game. He only had two or three goals going into the series. It's like, all right, it's his time to shine. I thought Dallas was going to win the game, so Dallas is going to grab the win. Jason Robertson's going to bury. We're going to be good to go. And he had one regulation when we went to overtime. Like, all right, his time to shine. And, you know, obviously that didn't come to fruition, which is sad because, you know, I would have had a very nice time if that did pay out. So, you know, that's all I had right now. A little shaken up by it. So we're going to give myself a couple days break and we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we should hold off on the live bets because I know when you asked me my opinion and I told you I wouldn't do this. I always get it wrong. And you were like, oh, whatever, who cares? Sure enough, it was wrong. And I think all those bets that we talked about that day didn't really turn out the greatest.
Nope, they did not.
So, anyways, we can move on. Let's talk about Joe Valeno.
Yeah, so Joe Valeno, Detroit Red Wing, and Canadian playing on the World Championship team. If you did not see what he did in a game, I believe it was 2 days ago now. They were going against, you know, Team Canada against Switzerland, and there was a board battle behind the net. I don't remember who he was up against the board with. Maybe it was Nino Niederreiter. I know he's the one that came back after him, but nonetheless, in the board battle, you can see him kind of zoom in on the puck, and you see Joe Valeno very viciously, you know, like stomp on whoever he's in the puck battle with, like on their leg. They were standing up, they weren't laying down, but he still stomped on their leg as they're kind of in that battle. And then, you know, Niederreiter doesn't like that and goes and kind of attacks him. And like they get into it in front of the net. So Niederreiter gets kicked out of the game. Joe Valeno, you know, they didn't see what happened in game. So nothing happened, but it was, you know, very widely talked about online after replays were shown. And then the IIHF, like ultimately today, made a decision that Joe Valeno got a 5-game suspension for the play, which for the IIHF, that's massive. Like suspensions are 1-2 games max for them usually, except for in the case of Evgeny Kuznetsov with his, you know, his drug thing. But nonetheless, it was a wild thing to see. And, you know, I know you get in the heat of the moment of things, but, you know, when I played, stomping on somebody never even crossed my mind. So I don't know what the hell he's thinking there.
Yeah, we can't be pulling Matt Cooks out here. It's just stupid. And looking at it, it does not look good. Like, dude could have, even with all the protection there, dude still could have sprained someone's ankle or, you know, it was definitely intention to harm. So I agree with the suspension. And I even recently saw there could be sanctions coming with it too, which would be something. But you can't be Matt Cooking, especially in this day and age.
No, you cannot. Cause like that's bullshit. It really is.
Yeah. Maybe start calling him Joe Cook. Who knows?
My God.
All right. Logan Cooley returning to Minnesota. This kid had a fantastic freshman season over in Minnesota. I would not be shocked whatsoever if Logan Cooley would have easily made the Arizona Coyotes roster next season. However, you think this might be because he just doesn't want to play for Arizona in their current situation?
I think that's 100% it, because like he'd walk in and be a top six forward for them. Like he's ready to play in the NHL. I think he'd play in every single NHL team next year, but he's choosing to go back to school, and it definitely, you know, says something about what's going on with Arizona. You know, does he not want to play there at all? Does he not want to play there until he get their arena situation figured out? What the hell's going on? I don't know. We're going to kind of see, but 100%, he does not want to, you know, play for them at the moment, which is crazy. Cause you know, if you could, you know, go get paid to play hockey, like instead of just going back to school and not getting paid, like to turn that down, it really kind of speaks volumes to what he thinks, you know, that team is kind of in, you know, in position for right now and where he thinks he's at as a player.
Yeah. And 3M Arena, Minnesota's ice rink, holds double what the Coyotes are playing in. So that might also have to do with something.
Yeah, no, that definitely plays a part of it. So it's just crazy to see, because like he really would be on an NHL roster like easily everywhere. So next year, just, you know, be on the lookout for Logan Cooley Heisman. Jeez, that'd be a hell of a feat. Logan Cooley, Hobie Baker watch, because right now he's probably the favorite going into the season.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about Kyle Dubas. We got a little notification that the Maple Leafs were all set with Dubas. They're going to move on. And now we see the Penguins reaching out to interview Kyle Dubas.
Yeah, so it was a weird situation. You know, starting off, like there was an end of season presser. Kyle Dubas was, you know, asked a question, something like, would you want to keep doing this job in Toronto or whatever? Because his contract was, you know, was starting, it was either in the last year or the following year was the last year, whatever it was. And, you know, he said some things publicly, like, you know, I don't know if I want to do this job. You know, it's going to be like come down to a decision between me and my family, what we think is best, all this stuff. And you know, once you say that, you either know the writing's on the wall and you're not getting brought back, or you're trying to get yourself out of that situation because like you just really don't want to be there, because that sentence right there just says I'm no longer going to be with this organization. So, you know, it ends up getting released from the team, fired, whichever one it was, I can't remember specifically, but nonetheless, it was just a weird situation, because Shanahan, you know, afterwards talked, you know, like the couple days after, talked about it and said that we thought Kyle did a good job. We were actually talking about an extension with him, even with a pay raise. But then, things changed. And, you know, the talks were as recent as like the day before Kyle Dubas said that. So things changed, and then they decided to, you know, go a different direction and move on. So it's really strange, really weird. I don't really get what's going on. It really is weird to me. I just don't know.
And I find that interesting, because I feel like the last thing I read between Kyle Dubas and the Toronto Maple Leafs was he said he wouldn't want to be the GM for anyone but Toronto. I thought that was like the last thing that I read. However, hearing this, it makes some sense, because why would Toronto just let him go, you know?
Yeah, like 100%. It's, you know, I understand people, you know, they're like, he needs to produce, like, you have all this talent here. And yeah, I understand that. But at the same time, you know, he's set the franchise record for, like, standing points, like, three times, like, you know, as a GM. You know, he didn't set it, but he was managing the team when it was set. They've brought in talent. They've developed things. You know, they just kind of couldn't get over the hump. It's kind of like Edmonton, where they just couldn't, you know, they had the talent, things just weren't going their way. And, you know, sometimes no matter what you do, that shit just happens. So I understand that, you know, the scrutiny in Toronto is, you know, it's bad, and he was starting to get hate for, you know, for that lack of production, but it wasn't because he was doing anything wrong. It just, you know, he just hadn't found the right mix yet. So he did not do a bad job. And if, you know, if there's going to be a GM that deserves another opportunity, it probably is him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it would be a huge get for the Penguins, because this organization has been trying to continue to allow Crosby, Malkin, Letang to stay with the team and try to get them more cups. Obviously, we know they've got three each coming back in 09 and then 15-16. But over the past couple of years, it's been bad. Like, this was the first year that they technically missed the playoffs. But over the last 3-4 years, this team has not been very competitive at all. And so if the Penguins were able to secure Dubas, I think that'd be huge for them.
Yeah, for sure it would. It would kind of, you know, I think he does a good job going out and getting ready to go assets. So it would help trying to keep that window alive for sure.
All right. Finally, let's talk about Joel Quenneville. He is going to meet with old Gary Bettman. Talk about reinstatement.
Yeah. So, you know, this was just announced a day or two ago. You know, if you don't remember, Joel Quenneville was, you know, he was kind of like indefinitely suspended by the NHL for his role in the whole Kyle Beach, you know, incident scandal. And he's going to be meeting with Bettman to see, you know, if he can get reinstated. Will that happen? I don't know. We'll see. It's, you know, it's an interesting situation because, you know, I don't think any of us know to what extent that he might have known about this, if, you know, how, like, if he really did or really didn't know, whatever it might be. So, you know, if it was found that he did know about this, all the stuff, then he shouldn't be allowed to have that job. But if he legitimately did not know anything about it, then, you know, maybe he deserves another chance. So it's, you know, it's a hard thing to decide. It's something that I'm glad I don't have to decide. It's going to be a tough, you know, conversation between him and Bettman. But honestly, like, if there's even any like shadow of doubt, this, the best route here is for Bettman to kind of uphold, you know, this suspension, really.
Yeah, it's going to be incredibly hard when you think about this meeting. It's all going to be hearsay at that point. I mean, you can't really prove that he knew or he didn't unless, well, I think first of all, he can't really prove that he didn't know. I think proof can be made that he did know based on witness testimony. But I mean, if it's just those two together in a room, maybe some other NHL executives, officials, like, it's going to be so incredibly hard to prove one way or another. So I don't know. I hope that whatever happens, the right decision is made. And I'm going to reserve any type of judgment, because obviously I have no idea about that whole situation. There's so many things that are just not public. So I'm interested to see where it goes, but at the same time, whatever happens, I'm probably okay with it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in the next couple of days, and we know whatever the league decides, the league decides.
Mm-hmm. All right, hockey name of the day, we've got Mattias Bohansson.
So that'd be a fun way to say it, but not quite. Sorry. So we got Mattias Bohansson.
Yeah.
So not it's not Bohansson. It's Bohansson.
I like Bohansson. So,
Mattias, he is a 29-year-old Danish forward, currently playing in the Danish league. He's a very big boy. He's 6'7", 258 pounds. So he is a large scoring forward. He's playing in the World Championships right now for Denmark. One goal, one assist, 2 points, 5 games. In the Danish league, over the last three years, he's played in it, put over a point per game. Played in the Austrian league year before that, on top of playing 2 years in the American Hockey League. Well, I guess he really should say he played one, because the 1 year he had to miss all because of I can't remember if it was injury or personal reasons, but he didn't play really all that year. He went and played in the World Championships, but didn't play any pro games there that year. But he's got such an interesting build because he is a skilled player on top of being just a massive human being. So he's kind of fun to watch. But I wish he had a little more skill level so that we could see this just absolute truck, like built like Dustin Byfuglien, just running around in the NHL. But it was not meant to be. Instead, he's someone that we'll keep seeing on the international scene. Has games in the Olympics for Denmark, has World Championship games. He'll keep playing those World Championship games, as well as probably just tearing up that Danish league.
Sounds kind of like the kid the Red Wings have. Is it Soderblom, the guy who's also massive and knows how to put the puck in the net?
Yeah, Oliver Soderblom, 6'8", like 240 pounds or something, and he's a pure skill forward.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some weird stuff, but when you look at just overall sports and how far they've come in the last 100 years, like, there is just absolutely humongous dudes that are able to do stuff that, 20 years ago, only 5'10 dudes could do. So it's kind of crazy to see, but it's also so much fun.
It really is.
All right, that's going to do it for the show. I want to thank you so much for coming out and give it a listen. Chase, if you could, hit him with an outro.
As always, I want to thank you guys for listening. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast, it's at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. It's at HockeyPodNet. While you're at it, go follow WNP on Twitter at WNP Sports Pod. That's WNP Sports Pod. Make sure the HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. You can find all the pods in the network right there. Boom, click the logo, listen easy peasy lemon squeezy. Wherever you're listening, rate is 5 stars. Send us your questions, comments, concerned. We'd appreciate it. Do not forget to support our friends over at DraftKings and Recon.
Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next time.